Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free, indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
Deja Blandings recorded it all. Her Lyft driver pulling up, only to turn her down.
I was too big.
She's hired a lawyer and is suing Lyft.
I was embarrassed and I feel some type of way about it, you know.
Let me get this straight. A guy says that you're too big to fit into his car, and instead of hiring a nutritionist, you hire a lawyer? I mean, look at this video here. She can't even walk properly, and she's 500 pounds at 29 years old. This Lyft situation should be a wake-up call, not a get-rich-quick scheme.
From a legal standpoint, it seems like obvious discrimination. The Elliott Larson Act, which is Michigan's Civil Rights Act, specifically protects people from weight discrimination. And the driver here turned down her ride because of her weight.
Spoken like a true sociopath, you were able to say that with a straight face? Guys like this give lawyers a bad reputation. This woman is big enough to be 5 to 10 years away from death, yet just to get your name in the news, you'll take advantage of a part of a law that is obviously stupid, and from the looks of it, was written in the 1970s before we had a bunch of my 600-pound lifers walking around trying to save $10 on an Uber XL. Anyway, the person that you see here is 29-year-old TikTok rapper Deja Blanding, or Dank Damas. A little while ago, she wanted to go to a Detroit Lions watch party, so she ordered a car on Lyft, and when the driver got there, he refused to let her in the vehicle because she was too big to fit. Instead of self-reflecting and saying, maybe I have a problem, or simply paying a few dollars more for a bigger car, she decides to sue people because someone told her the truth. And the truth was so offensive that she needs a big payout. I mean, look how traumatized she is.
Deja says this experience has scarred her.
I haven't really, like, left my house since that.
I mean, she found out how to leave her house to talk to a lawyer and do several interviews. She can't be that scarred.
She hopes this lawsuit will change how people treat others of all sizes.
Oh, you are so full of shit, trying to make it seem like you care about other people when you're obviously just looking for a payout for yourself. This is literally an episode of The Boondocks. They parodied this exact type of news story.
And a J. Edgar Hoover elementary teacher has now been suspended over calling a student the N-word.
Riley Freeman is a third grade student at J. Edgar Hoover Elementary School. He's a basketball player, an avid reader, and one day hopes to spread his philosophy through rap music.
He said, I used the word before, but I didn't. I wouldn't use that word ever. That word hurts people.
And how did it make you feel?
Like I was less than a person.
If you haven't seen the show, the joke is that Riley is kind of a bad kid who says the N-word constantly. And they were also doing a parody of a real news story with surprising accuracy, actually. But traditional media has a really bad habit of uplifting some pretty awful people while painting them as victims or heroes. And the show is making fun of the news formula that they're using with the girl who is suing Lyft.
Oh, what sad times these are, when educators can go around willy-nilly calling our kids the N-word. Me and my boy have suffered tremendous unspecified mental and physical damage from this.
Meanwhile, when no one's looking, they're dancing around because they're happy that they now have the chance to fleece the school board for hundreds of thousands of dollars because a teacher made a mistake. They don't care about the offensive language. They're just using the situation to make money. But considering that this whole Lyft event caused rapper Dank Damas such strong emotional damage that it requires monetary compensation, let's see what actually occurred.
What you saying?
Yeah, I got no space, mom. My car is small.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me. So, I'm sorry.
So, you telling me I can't get in a Lyft because I can't fit in your car?
Yeah, you need to order a bigger car.
Absolutely traumatizing. Miss, you can't physically fit into my car. Could you please order a bigger one? I mean, considering that she's filming this for like a hit piece, he's being very polite. Now, just in case you need some sort of imagery to understand the scale of this, I found a picture of Deja or Dank Damas in a much bigger car, and she's being crushed by the steering wheel here. I don't think she can safely drive this car. Also, if you look here at this rap video, she's almost the width of this SUV's trunk, so I don't think it's out of line for this guy to not want to risk her getting into the car, especially considering that it's low to the ground, and he is probably liable for a lawsuit if she gets stuck or injures herself trying to sit down.
What makes you think I can't sit in this car?
Because the car is smaller than the back.
My best friend has a Benz that's newer than this that I can fit in. That's the same size.
Then get your best friend to drive you. Problem solved.
So are you really telling me I'm too big to get in your car, so I gotta order another Lyft?
Yeah. And to be more specific with you, I got very tired.
What I got to do with your tires?
Yes, that's true. If you do something like sit a 500-pound woman to one side of the car, it can put extra heat and wear and tear on the tires, and if those tires are already old, it puts you at a higher risk for a blowout. And tires aren't the only thing she can damage. Hell, my car is a little bigger than his, and in the user manual, it says that I'm supposed to put extra air on the tires if more than three adults are sitting in the vehicle. And considering that she weighs more than three adults, I think this driver has the correct response. I wouldn't want her irresponsible eating habits to damage my car either.
So every big person you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
No, I don't never have to order an Uber XL.
Then I'm really sorry.
What's your name?
Abraham.
Okay.
The way she repeats questions like, so just to make sure, you won't let me in your car because of my weight and you reject every big person who can't fit into your car? Makes it sound like she ordered a small car on purpose so she could file that lawsuit. She sounds like the guy in the Mafia movie who's wearing a wire, especially considering how many times she asked him to repeat that he won't let her in the car because of her weight, and considering that she doxes him by asking him for his full name, followed by posting the video to her TikTok account. The real victim is the driver, not her. So, naturally, Lyft did the right thing by completely throwing the driver under the bus.
While Lyft does not comment on pending litigation, they did send us this statement saying, quote, Lyft unequivocally condemns all forms of discrimination. We believe in a community where everyone is treated with equal respect and mutual kindness. Our community guidelines and terms of service explicitly prohibit harassment or discrimination.
Spoken like a true asshole corporation that does nothing to stand up for its workers. Is it ever a shock when a big corporation takes the customer side when that customer is clearly abusing an employee? Fortunately, I think we're hitting a tipping point and everyone's kind of tired of this stuff and tired of all the virtue signaling.
Hello, Democrats. Hey, I am speaking and I would love your attention. There is a black woman at this podium and I deserve your attention like the 11 people who went before me. Yes, I am speaking.
Good evening, Democrats. Look up here. Three strong black women standing before you.
Over the last several days, we've seen what happens when we have the wrong people in powerful places. And so today, I ask for your support in electing me as your DNC vice chair because in a time of crisis, leadership matters.
Even the Democrats are tired of DEI. All of those strong black women, and what does the DNC do? Elect a white man as vice chair.
I'm glad to see corporate America standing with me.
Fascinating. But people are getting tired of diversity grifting, they're getting tired of people pretending to be offended for money, and they're tired of this idiotic protesting tactic that BLM popularized, where protesters block roads and supermarket aisles.
Excuse me, you've got to respect. I asked her to excuse me.
We're not moving. Sir, she said no. I don't care. I don't control my passage anywhere.
I want to get past here.
You can go around, madam.
No, I'm not going round. You move.
No, we're not
moving. No. Well, I've just not made the way in my trolley then.
They have a right to be pissed off. The whole claim is that this is peaceful protesting, but blocking people's movement or blocking roads or holding people captive is not peaceful. If you're holding people against their will, then that is an act of force, not peace, and people being held should respond accordingly. Outside of that, 500-pound rapper Deja continues her press tour with this moment here.
The rapper says she's pretty tough. I get the money if I pay to make some food. Dank DeMoss, as she's known at the mic, is crushed by the whole situation.
I just want them to know, like, it really hurt my feelings.
Since she posted the encounter on social media, other full-figured folks have reached out saying the same thing happened to them.
Crushed is one hell of a word to describe this event, and full-figured is one hell of a euphemism.
I feel like a lot of times people think that the F-word people should just be in a house. when it's like, we're not. Yeah, the F word. I'm not
about that. You can't say in your house, fat. You don't like it.
Oh!
I'm not saying that word.
Yeah, we don't use
it. You said that the word, the F word, the fat, is a slur.
Yes.
Okay, now, we know that Deja is tough, but she needs your sympathy because a guy telling her the truth hurts her feelings? What? Also, at the start of this video, she said that the whole situation was embarrassing, but if she was really that embarrassed, then she wouldn't have uploaded a video to TikTok that highlights the fact that she is too overweight to fit into a car. It is possible to sue people without doing a press tour, so not a lot of honesty here.
Have you been in cars that size before?
Yes, I have. I've been in cars smaller than that.
Prove it. She said her best friend has a car that's the same size. Go get it and show on the news broadcast that you can fit. No one thought of that?
It would be no different than a driver pulling up and saying, you know, I don't want to have black people in my car, or I don't want to have Christians in my car or Muslims in my car. It's the same. Under the law, it's the same.
This is a really stupid argument, considering that being a certain race or a certain religious faith does not inherently mean that you are likely to damage a car or create liability issues just by sitting down. There's a reason for why the guy said no to her, and it's not the same as racism. Also, just to further emphasize how stupid this interpretation of the law is, imagine you're in a roller coaster park and you are too big to safely ride the roller coaster. If they reject you, then this lawyer is saying that you can sue the park for trying to keep you safe. Another side note is that I've read this law, and I actually don't think that Lyft is in violation of it because as a service, they do offer accommodations for people of her size. It's called Lyft XL, and because they provide bigger cars, they are in fact not barring super obese people from their service, which means they're not in violation of the anti-discrimination law. Now, this is just me being an internet lawyer, but I do think that Lyft could have a strong case against her, and I hope they countersue her for legal fees and financially ruin her. People who try to sue others because their feelings got hurt are parasites on society, and this grift is exactly what the Boondocks was making fun of around 10 years ago.
Using the term gay when you mean something is stupid or dumb, that's offensive.
I didn't say gay to mean stupid or dumb. I said gay to mean gay.
Now that you've had time to think about the seriousness of what your grandson has done, I'm sure you'd agree that the best way to make amends with the LGBT community is a donation to support the fine work we do at Yes Homo.
What if I say no, homo?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think that was a request? I've destroyed lives way bigger than yours.
Like I said, it's all just a bunch of parasites trying to find some sort of loophole to get rich without doing any actual work. So anyway, after she went viral and everyone laughed at her, Deja decided to go on TikTok to make a little response video where she removed the comments, which is definitely a good sign, right?
First of all, let's touch bases on the big bitches in the back that got something to say about me. I've seen a bitch say, go walk. Bitches, you cool. Like, you only like one burger away from being my size. Like, y'all hoes got me fucked up. Bitch.
Smoke detector going off in the background. That's just perfect. I wonder how long she's left that thing beeping. But what I find really strange about that last clip is that she seems to have no problem making fun of people who are fat when they don't agree with her, saying that they're only one burger away from being too big to fit into a car. What a shock. Who could have guessed that she engages in the same behavior that the news said she was crushed by?
Then y'all talking about, oh, she posted a video for clout. Da, da, da. I am the fucking clout. I've been doing this shit a long time.
You are the clout? You must be kidding. People who are successful at social media don't have time for bullshit lawsuits. Only brokies do stuff like that because they aren't talented enough to succeed without being a parasite. Let's see. Looking at her TikTok account, her views are garbage. For comparison, recently I covered Molly Rutter, who gets way better views on TikTok, and she was so broke that she crashed out over a paycheck being one day late. Deja's YouTube account also has trash views, not to mention that the cost of filming these music videos probably kills any income she gets from them, so unless she does really well selling out concerts, or has like a BBW OnlyFans account, she's completely broke. And look at that, she does have an OnlyFans account. Again, what a shock.
I posted this video because y'all got us fucked up. Bitch, I am a big person fucking advocate. And I'm not the only person that they did that shit to, bitch. I'm just the only person that's gonna stand up. I'm the only person that's gonna post the video.
Right, so now it looks even more like you ordered a small car on purpose knowing that you could sue for being rejected.
Why the fuck y'all don't have an option on a fucking app that say, are you of size or, so that we can send you a bigger car. So that shit is humiliating. Like, what the fuck?
They do have that option. It's called Uber XL or Lyft XL. The guy even informed you that it's possible to order a bigger car if you are a person of size. You just didn't want to pay the extra fee. And if you are humiliated, then stop eating so much food. Also, did she watch this back before posting it? Because she just admitted that she can't fit into the car. Did your lawyer tell you that it was a good idea to upload this? Well, if you thought that was a horrendous admission of guilt, even worse, just as I was about to release this video, I found out that Deja went on Charlamagne's radio show, and this happened.
Got it.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
It's the only seat y'all got?
What you want? What you need?
There's one more.
A bigger chair or something.
Is she already little?
We had
this is what I'm talking about. Good, this is the accommodation.
There you go.
You needed the whole couch to sit down, and you're going to say that you could have fit in that car?
Bitch, it's below zero. I'm outside, and you pulling off on me, bitch. I don't give a fuck if you gave me my fucking money back.
If you didn't want to sit out in below 0 degree weather, then you should have ordered a bigger car. It's a good thing that Lyft has that option. You have a choice. Well, I don't think this actually fully displays how much of a crybaby Deja is being. Fortunately, another great find from Charlamagne's show was her saying this.
I want them at least to, like, accommodate us. You know, I feel like we shouldn't have to pay more for Uber XL or something like that. Anytime shout out to Southwest because they accommodate bigger people. If you need two seats, they're going to give it to you for free. If you pay for two seats, they're going to refund you.
Literally just says the quiet part out loud. If I'm 500 pounds, I should get a discount on Uber XL and a free plane seat. Man, if Southwest has enough extra cash to be giving people free seats, then maybe they shouldn't be packing people in with half an inch of leg room. Now, there's one last thing here that I have to address with this radio show, because Deja brings in a doctor so she can blame her thyroid for her weight.
So I been Dank provider for a little over 3 months, right? And she's lost 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Your 80 pounds go look different from her 80 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Because she started at 580.
Mm-hmm.
So even with her being at 500, people be like, she's still not losing, but that's not the case. Well, her thyroid makes it very difficult for her to lose weight because her hormones is unbalanced.
Mm.
That doctor is full of shit. There's no way she's lost 80 pounds. Actually, I believe they ended up claiming that she lost 100 pounds in total. Now, I will give Deja credit for going to the gym. She does have videos showing that, and people are quite encouraging of that activity in her comments section. Everybody loves it when someone's trying to better themselves. However, I scrolled down her TikTok account to older videos, and here's one from about 4 months ago in October of 2024. And unfortunately, if you go to something more recent like this video from about a week ago, there are no signs of weight loss, like she doesn't look thinner, and there's no excess skin or laxity in her skin that comes with dropping 100 pounds in just a few months. If anything, she looks bigger in this photo. Now, this could be an older picture that she reposted recently, so let's go to a screenshot from the Charlamagne show, and yeah, she definitely looks like she has not lost weight. 80 to 100 pounds would be very noticeable. So like I said, I think that doctor is lying. Wait, she's not even a doctor. Her Instagram says that she's a registered nurse, which is weird because they called her a doctor on the show.
Stormy Anderson.
Stormy gonna get it right.
Dr. Stormy.
Thank you.
Lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days. Well, that's not possible. Help 750 clients lose 10,000 pounds. That's not very much weight. That's only like 13 pounds a patient. It says on this Lifetime Achievement Award that she helps fight obesity, but nobody is ending their obesity problems with 13 pounds. Certainly Dank DeMoss isn't. Oh, and look at her second account. She shows weight loss supplements. Let's take a look at these. We have two multivitamins. Those aren't going to make you lose weight. And we have a laxative in the middle here. So that's how she got a person to drop 30 pounds in a month. She just had a really fat person crap out all the food they ate and let them believe they were losing fat, which is one of the oldest scams in the book. So she's like a straight-up fraudster. More importantly, since these people are stupid and leave evidence up everywhere, this person, Stormy Lynn, uploaded a video of Dank DeMoss on January 6th that was recorded around 2 weeks before, where she says this.
Y'all, it's Big Dank, and I have joined the program with House of Contour. When I first started, I was like 586 pounds, and I've been working with them for like 2 to 3 months, and I am under 500 pounds. So I'm under 500 pounds, y'all. The last time I was under 500 pounds was like 2014. I'm down to like 485, 489, one of those. It's 2024. Next week is 25, but I'm here.
That's really strange, because 5 to 6 weeks later on The Breakfast Club, you said this.
How much you weigh now?
How much are...
minus that 80, shorty, minus that 80.
489.
So if you put 489, then it's just denied.
You mean to tell me that you lost 80 pounds in 2 months or whatever, which sounds dangerous, and yet 6 weeks later, you either lost no weight or gained 4 pounds. You're lying about the weight loss. That or she lost some weight from taking laxatives and gained it right back after a few days of eating. But really, she is so unsure about the specific numbers that I think she's making this all up. And I think she's lying about basically everything.
So what did you used to shop at when you was younger? Lane Bryant?
No, I never. I don't shop at big people places.
Do you get mad at the clothing stores?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so mad about that Lyft driver who wouldn't let me into his car that I filed a lawsuit against the company. But clothes stores not making stuff of my size? That's fine. Like I said, it's a grift, and I hope she gets countersued into oblivion for this. Now, since we're talking about obesity, a popular narrative today is that obesity is not a choice. I couldn't disagree with that sentiment more. However, for a lot of people, it's not as simple as just putting the fork down. There are other problems they have to solve first before it becomes easy to not stuff their face, and a lot of this channel has been dedicated to discussing some of those things. But one of the things that I haven't discussed that I think is going to be a major topic in the coming years as more research comes out is people's gut biome and how that affects their eating habits. At the moment, there are already people like this dentist seeing weird stuff like how brushing your teeth can treat arthritis.
If you have really bad rheumatoid arthritis, you will have pretty bad gum disease. And if you treat your rheumatoid arthritis, your gum disease will get better. And vice versa, if you treat the gum disease, your rheumatoid arthritis will get better. So I had a patient who was sent to me by her functional medicine practitioner. And she had been seen by 4 or 5 different practitioners. She had terrible rheumatoid arthritis. And she went to this final guy, and he was the first guy to ever ask her, have you ever had your teeth checked? So he sent her to me, and he was like, can you do your saliva stuff that you do and see if there's anything up going on there? And we did do a saliva test. We saw that she had super high levels of inflammation, of collagen breakdown, high levels of bad bacteria. And what was the most important was that when I treated her gum disease, she had terrible gum disease, and that's why she was losing her teeth. When I treated the gum disease properly and aggressively, yes, her gums healed, but more importantly, her rheumatoid arthritis got better to the point where she was actually able to get off steroids and medication and be able to walk again.
There are a number of things that were discussed on that podcast that your mouth bacteria affects, so I highly recommend people listen to it. But what I'm getting at here is that I've noticed that you can actually control your food cravings by taking care of your oral hygiene. And the people I'm talking about are people who constantly feel like this.
It is a mental battle to not order a pizza every second of the day.
I think for people who are as big as the Lyft lady, it's literally like that. Their brain is constantly telling them to eat, and that's how they get to the point where they're 500 pounds. They can resist that, but the more they say no, the harder it becomes to not order pizza, so it's very difficult for them to be able to hold on to a diet long enough to drop 300 plus pounds. It would be much easier if you simply didn't have the cravings, and that's where gut biome and oral hygiene come in. Full disclosure, I don't really have much science behind this. This is just something I've observed through personal experimentation, which is why I've been reluctant to say it in prior videos on obesity. However, the reason I think these people can't stop eating is because their body is full of bad bacteria that crave sugar and is constantly telling them to eat. The way you stop those cravings is to kill the bacteria. There are a number of ways to do this, and I'll put more specific instructions on screen. But to kill this bacteria, you first make sure that you get your regular dental cleanings. Then, daily, you're going to floss, brush your teeth with toothpaste, and then, most importantly, with a different toothbrush, you're going to brush your tongue with baking soda until all the white/yellow stuff is gone. I do this between 2 and 3 times a day, and if I'm on a diet and have a strong craving for junk food or stuff that I shouldn't be eating, then doing this destroys that craving. I imagine that this is what taking Ozempic is like. Of course, there are some caveats to making sure that your cravings stay reduced. When you're dieting, do not eat processed sugar or artificial sweeteners. Those will increase cravings. So will very sugary fruits like apples and bananas. Personally, I try to stay as close to keto as I can when I diet. Also, if you brush your tongue and then drink coffee right after, the bad bacteria and cravings seem to come right back, so I would highly recommend that you do not drink coffee or energy drinks while you're dieting. Organic green tea appears to be fine, though. Of course, if you want extra information or if you're on medications or something and want to make sure that these recommendations are safe for you, then talk to your doctor or your dentist. Outside of that, if you still have strong cravings that make it difficult to stay on your diet, then work stress and life stress are also huge factors that make people want to overeat or binge. You might want to start reorganizing your life to make it less stressful or take on fewer responsibilities if you're overworking or figure out how to do things more efficiently. You'd be surprised how much faster you can learn to do things with a little internet research. Anyway, thanks for watching. Follow me on Twitter and I'll see you in the next video.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meat Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.